Listening to compliment to the gaffer, the way he's done with the team and the group of players that he's had here, obviously, you know, we go out there and deliver what he wants us to do, and thankfully we've had some success. So it's no surprise to see him getting linked. I think ever since I've been here, he's been getting linked with jobs away from the club. But listen, at the minute he's still our manager here at Burnley, and not, hopefully that continues.
Is there any fear? Is there any worry? Is there any sort of level of distraction about it all?
Not really. At the end of the day, it's down to the gaffer what he wants to do, and down to the club if approached. So there's not much we can do about it, so there's no real point in worrying about it either.
He's got a big milestone coming up, 5 years in the job.
Yeah.
In modern football, that's a million years, isn't it, with the amount of time managers get. Just how good is Sean Dyche as a manager?
Yeah, I think nowadays, obviously, to see what he's done with a club, you know, of Burnley stature, you know, I think it's an unbelievable job. You don't really see managers come into clubs and take them to where he's taken them. You know, you look at the training ground, it's the success we've had is all, you know, it's just taking this club to the next level where it deserves to be. And as I say, if we can have another successful season, then the club will go from strength to strength again.
Is that the secret? Improving year on year on year and making things better on and off the pitch?
Yeah, I think so. That's what you want to do as a club, I think. You know, you look at the training ground now, the training facility, it's unbelievable to come in and work in a place like this every day. So the manager always wants us to improve. You know, he wants us to improve from last year. But, you know, I think most importantly is giving ourselves every chance of staying in this league and hopefully turning Burnley into an established Premier League side.